about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a new drug that can help alcoholics drink 60% less. All right. You know, right now we only have that one drug that makes you kind of vomit when you taste alcohol. This, from what I understand, should be a little bit better, a little bit easier to use. All right. We're also going to be talking about micro instruments that I guess can help people with kidney stones that could actually treat them using lasers. We'll talk about kidney stones. We spent a little bit of time talking about panic disorder and panic attacks. I would like to go into some of the phobias. Those are always pretty cool. And I guess Pfizer is going to be selling Viagra directly to you on its own website. All right? They're having trouble with people in the counterfeit Viagra that's out there, and they need to make some money and still, you know, be able to stay in the market. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, your concerns. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, Pfizer now will begin selling Viagra that it gets to. It's the one that designed True Viagra is now on, lost its patent, and it's actually now in generic form. But Pfizer will sell Viagra proper directly to patients on its website. Okay? From what I understand, you'll still need a prescription if you want to buy the pill, but you don't have to face a pharmacist to get it filled. You can get it now, a little bit more private, okay, ordering it online. And from what I understand, Pfizer is offering the first three pills for free with the first order and 30% off the second order. From what I understand, it's now $25 a pill. Is that true? Viagra is still that expensive? All right. Now, usually drug makers don't sell medicines to you. They usually sell it, according to Fox News, to wholesalers in bulk, then to pharmacies, hospitals, and doctor's offices. But what's been happening in the pharmaceutical industry is, number one, is once a medicine goes generic, they lose money. Then you also have counterfeit versions of Viagra. You also have people getting this medication, taking supplements. Remember we talked about this weekend how many of you taking these quote-unquote sexual supplements are getting forms of Viagra in these supplements. And so you don't realize if you're getting fake Viagra, real Viagra, etc. And this is a way for them to make money. It's going to be very interesting if Pfizer could also later sell Z-Pak and other things that way. Probably not with the antibiotic, because I think where they're going to make money is you getting your continual orders from them. It's going to be a cheaper way to get medicine. The only problem is I don't know if many of the doctors out there dole out these medicines refill after refill. You know, I mean, you know, my concern with these medications is after a while, they're not working, depending on how often you use them. I can't tell you how many 40-year-old men are in my office saying, nope, Viagra doesn't work, Cialis doesn't work, Levitra doesn't work, because they've been taking it for years, you know, in their 30s. And I always ask them, like, what the hell are you doing taking that medication in your 30s? And now they're in their 40s and they need something stronger. And I don't really have anything stronger for them without, you know, having them go see a urologist and figure out what they could do maybe, you know, surgically or you know, try to figure out what else could be going on hormonally. So, you know, my only concern is if somebody comes into my office saying, hi, Dahlia, nice to meet you. I know I haven't had a physical, but I want Viagra and I want a 90-day supply being sent to Pfizer. I can't do that. I need to know why you're having sexual dysfunction, why you need to rely on a pill every time you have to have sex. I need to know that if you have erectile dysfunction, that isn't trying to tell me that you also have heart disease. Because if you have issues with the blood vessels down there, you're going to have issues with the heart. And so, you know, these are things that I just think it takes away the art of medicine. And yeah, people can now, you know, online, they could buy, you know, ammunition online. They could buy clothes online. You could buy makeup online. You could buy medicines online. Alright, I just think something bad's gonna happen. I get a little nervous about that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yeah, I was wondering what your prescription for kidney stones is.
Kidney stones. It would depend on what your kidney stone is made of. Like, for example, I had a kidney stone that was uric acid made, and the uric acid kidney stones aren't as common as the calcium ones. So a prescription that was given to me was allopurinol to help decrease the uric acid. But I also saw a nutritionist. They sent me a nutritionist to look at how to cut back on my meats, how to cut back on my fish. I think I scared everybody because I was a 19-year-old girl with a uric acid kidney stone. You usually don't see that in 19-year-old girls, but it's because I didn't drink any fluids. I exercised a lot. Whatever fluids I did drink was from hard tap water. You know, they didn't really have a lot of bottled waters. They had some jugs of water, but not really bottled waters at the time. So I would just drink from the tap water. It was good enough. And whatever I did drink solidified, got a, there were the salts solidified, and I got a kidney stone. In terms of calcium, you know, kidney stones, sometimes we've got to be careful, you know, because of certain diuretics that could cause, you know, things to be worse. Sometimes it could help. So, you know, it really depends on the type of kidney stone. My recommendation is any of you guys that have a kidney stone, I urge you to actually figure out what type it is. If you can't collect the actual stone or find the stone and have the medical provider send it to the lab, have your medical provider order a 24-hour urine kidney stone risk. So what it does is it looks at the urine, and if there's a higher component of calcium or a higher component of cysteine or uric acid, it'll then tell the doctor that that is what you're excreting more of and what you could be at risk for the next stone. Make sense? Okay. Great question. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll talk about lasers used to destroy kidney stones. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dial. So, you know, it seems like, you know, our bodies are like our trucks, like our cars. You know, things get wrong, things get clogged, things need to be fleshed out. Things need to be opened up. Things need to be kind of cranked and tightened, don't we? Honestly, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to be a doctor. I told you guys that. I mean, the fact that I'm here today, you know, I mean, yeah, I did really well in school and, you know, National Honor Society, and I was really good at book work. I'm no rocket scientist. I'm not. Okay, I could take my tests. I could study. I love medicine. Not a rocket scientist. And they, you know, medicine, it's very, very difficult to become a doctor. It's very expensive to become a doctor. So you got to borrow a lot of money. You got to be willing to put people first before you, financially, health-wise, etc. You need to know that you're going to be poor for a while until you pay off your loans. And you know you got to work 36-hour shifts, etc. But I think the coolest part of medicine is when they come up with these gadgets, like these quote-unquote micro-instruments and lasers. Then, you want to know what? It makes it all worth it. We still like to play with toys. They say a 27-year-old man in Great Britain is going to be the first one to have his kidney stones removed using these quote-unquote micro-instruments. Apparently, This could treat kidney stones fairly quickly, same-day surgery, as opposed to you sometimes having to stay in the hospital. They are 70% smaller, these instruments, than the conventional equipment, only leave a little baby 3-millimeter scar compared to the 1-centimeter scar left after using traditional surgical equipment. You probably won't even feel 3 millimeters go into you. Surgeons at the Royal London Hospital are the first to use this apparatus, and they think it could actually remove kidney stones in at least half of kidney stone patients that get affected by this. Now, we just reviewed over the break, kidney stones are where crystals kind of build up as the blood goes through the kidneys to be filtered, and the kidney decides what stays in the blood and what goes in the urine. Sometimes some of these rocks and crystals, etc., just kind of get stuck in the filter. They coalesce, they supersaturate, and you make some stones. Now, basically, it's a 1-millimeter telescope that goes in to locate the stones in the kidney. Once in position, a tiny laser, we're talking a millimeter, that is some tiny stuff. Everybody break out a ruler. You see how big a centimeter is? A tenth of a centimeter is a millimeter. Then, through this telescope, they have a tiny laser. It's inserted, and it targets the stones and breaks them up into little minuscule fragments. Then a jet of saline or salt water, according to Mail Online, is then sent through the instrument to wash out the area. And then the remains of the kidney stones are sucked out of the body using a suction device attached to the instrument. To me, that makes sense. That just makes sense. For any of you that have ever suffered from a kidney stone, it is not fun, and it is worse than labor. Don't let a woman tell you otherwise. I was in labor for days with both kids. It's miserable. At least with the kidney stone, at least with labor, you know the baby eventually is going to come out. That baby's going to come out, whether it's vaginally or surgically. A kidney stone, you have no idea when it's coming out or what's going on. You think you're dying when it happens. Signs of a kidney stone, for those of you that have never had a kidney stone, is you have blood in the urine. You have excruciating pain, but a lot of times the pain comes in waves. That rock or stone is sitting there in the ureter. Now, the ureter is the tube that connects the kidney to the bladder. The urethra connects the bladder to the penis or outside, okay? In a woman, just outside. Yeah, it doesn't really connect to the vagina. Vagina is a whole different opening, yeah, but it's there. It's in the vicinity. So it sits in the ureter. So you got the kidney, and then as the ureter is supposed to connect to the bladder, as the kidney is supposed to be dumping the urine into the bladder, and the bladder just usually holds the urine. It's nice, kind of like a nice purse. No pockets. The kidney stone, if you do have a kidney stone, it'll either sit in the kidney, in the renal pelvis area, or it'll start to pass along the ureter. Well, if the ureter is not prepared to, you know, deal with a 5-millimeter, 8-millimeter, 15-millimeter stone, or the stone is oddly shaped, like stalagmites and stalactites, and as it tears, it could sometimes get stuck, and it could just get lodged. So what sometimes doctors do is they do the lithotripsy, where they use ultrasound to bang it up, they use ultrasound to try to break up the stone into multiple pieces so everything falls, like a boulder, or they'll go in, they'll use a stent, open up the ureter to hopefully allow the stone to pass, or they'll take the stone out that way. But it stinks because, you know, it's a surgery and you have incisions. So if they could go in with a little micro laser, way cool. Apparently, urologist Dr. Janak Desai invented the micro equipment, says hospitals will save thousands of pounds using these instruments. Of course, they don't weigh too much now. He's talking about the money. They're in pounds over there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let's talk about this new drug that can help alcoholics drink 60% less. The new drug is called Nalmefene. Nalmefene, right? Yeah, okay. All right. It could decrease their consumption levels by 61%. The pill is also known as Cilincro, which is the brand name. It's been licensed for use by health officials, from what I understand, in Europe. It's taken once a day, and it helps reduce alcohol consumption without you having the withdrawal symptoms. Now, I guess what it does is It helps decrease the cravings. You get less satisfaction when you drink. So it doesn't sound like it's doing the negative feedback like the antabuse or the disulfiram does. What antabuse does, that we use in America, is if you take this medication, then you drink alcohol, you start to vomit. You get nauseated. You get sick. So after a while, your brain is like, oh, hell no, I'm not drinking alcohol anymore. As long as you don't drink alcohol, I'm not going to throw up. That's if you take the medicine. Well, a lot of alcoholics are like, well, I don't want to take the medicine. You know, I mean, it does work, but you need to have the will to take that pill. In this particular case, it looks like patients had also had to undergo counseling at the same time. Always, always undergo counseling with anything you're doing. You know, even if you're trying to diet, it helps to have some sort of counseling. Some of you guys called a personal trainer. Some of you call it your best friend who makes you go to the gym. Some of you say it's the wife. But you do need feedback. You do need somebody that kind of walks you through this because it's hard. Anyway, patients who underwent counseling as well as taking the drug reduced their heavy drinking days from 23 days a month to 9 days a month after undergoing the treatment for 6 months. Now, some of you have asked me, you go, Dr. Dahlia, how can I cut back on alcohol where I'm like I used to be, just once in a while? I would love everybody to be at the point where they're the once in a blue moon. You know, I don't even care if you have a cigar once in a while. Yes, you know, it could be one drink or it could be one cigar that causes you to become addicted or causes health problems. We learned that one cigarette could be all it takes to turn a cell cancerous. So, but, you know, I kind of envy the people that aren't alcoholic or addicted to smoking or addicted to food, or they can every now and then have a piece of cake if they want to. You know, it just bothers me when I see people who have had a heart attack where their doctor says no more red meat ever. And they just have to never eat red meat again. You know, or people who are dry, they could never have another drink of alcohol again. Or, you know, and you know, they kind of did themselves in. If they had the type of lifestyle where they just ate steak once in a blue moon or just had a glass of alcohol once in a while or, you know, maybe a smoke once in a blue moon, right? You know, their health would have never gotten to the point where they have to be told no, nothing, nada, es todo. And, you know, I feel bad for people like that. You know, personally, I want to live a life where I could, you know, whenever I, you know, am, you know, at, I don't know, a special event or whatever, I don't have to worry about, you know, grabbing a little bit of champagne or, you know, trying the dessert. But in my future, it looks like I'm going to be getting diabetes. It's very heavy in the family. No matter how much I exercise or watch what I eat, I just know that I'm going to get my family's genes because it was from both sides of the family. And that's going to stink. Because I don't want to be, oh, no, I can't touch that piece of cake. I want to be able to, if I want to have a piece of cake, I want to have a piece of cake. Well, same thing with alcohol. And unfortunately, if we get you off alcohol and we get you dry, or you end up doing it yourself, we don't want the temptation. So, you know, doctors won't say, oh, yeah, you could go back to now just having one drink. No. If it took all that blood, sweat, and tears to get you sober, no, we're going to say no alcohol whatsoever, ever. Get it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So for those of you that are before that part, that stage, you may want to think about now, you know, getting your acts together and trying to, you know, get to the point where you aren't told no more. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. In a couple days, channel 166 on XM is going to be moving to channel 244. So if you have any issues listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show May 8th or May 9th, it could be because the channels are changing. Let me know if you do have any issues, because you can always listen online to your iPhone or your Android app while the change is happening. But from what we understand, there shouldn't be a disruption in service. I'm hoping the liners and the commercials are giving you guys the scoop as we go. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Naomi writes, Doctor, parent-teacher conferences were last week, and both my kids have horrible grades and horrible effort in school. They are 8 and 10 respectively, so I don't think they are in the age group for drugs. The work looks easy if they apply themselves. The teacher thinks it could be ADD, but I'm thinking it's a study skills issue. You know, it's interesting. I was talking to my kid's teacher. We had parent-teacher conferences this week, although I had a conference this morning. One of them I had forgotten to make, I guess, the conference time last week. Right? You know, how could they give me crap about my kid when mom is already messing up and not being organized? And, you know, I was talking to the teacher, and it was interesting. The teacher's name is Mr. Newman. He had said that, you know, he notices these kids don't think school is a job or their job. They go to school and they don't realize that this is their job. This is what they're supposed to do. And, you know, I told him I immediately agree with him because every time I get mad at my kids for not doing their homework, you know, I usually one of the kids is awesome with his homework. He takes after me. If he doesn't have any homework, he'll make stuff up to do homework. That's what I was like as a kid. But the other one, I mean, you know, it's like school is messing up his day. His day would be fine if he didn't have to stop and go to school. And, you know, I would yell at, you know, one of my kids going, you know, look, if you can't do school, how the hell are you going to do a job? I mean, you'll get fired. You know, he's like, yeah, but I don't like the work. It's boring. Well, you know, you're going to get some tasks at work that are going to be boring. I mean, look at poor Don over here. Don has to deal with my show 3 hours a day every day. And that's just a drop in the bucket of all his daily duties, right? Don't you think I'd rather be home? I mean, all of us. I mean, you know, well, except me. I mean, I like being on there. But, you know, think about it. Don likes working with us. But still, it's, you know, the idea of, we'd all like to be doing something different than working. And, you know, I told the teacher, I think, because I've seen this also with kids, and I've had the same discussion with my kids and my patients' kids, you know, where I tell them, I go, you know, look, you know, you're going to be dealing with idiot teachers. You're going to be dealing with great teachers. You're going to be dealing with idiot classmates. You're going to be dealing with great classmates. That's the way it is in real life. You got some great colleagues, and then you got some idiot colleagues. You got some great bosses, and you got some idiot bosses. If you don't train for that kind of stuff now, you're not going to be prepared later in life. In the olden days, you would work on the farm or work in the factory or work in the business with your dad, learn the ropes, because you're going to have to take over the family business later. That's just the way it is. And some days are going to stink. But this idea of kids being in school and not realizing that that's their job, I told Mr. Newman, I think that stems from the whole daycare generation. The kids these days are the daycare generation. The 90s, 2000, kids born then, most of the parents were working. And most of these kids went to daycare. It was getting to the point that I noticed if I didn't put my kid in daycare or preschool, he wouldn't know how to read by the time he was 5 years old or know how to use a computer. Already, one of my kids was at a huge disadvantage because I didn't have him in daycare. Meanwhile, these other kids by preschool, age 3 years old, were already learning how to read, already learning how to do computers. And, you know, some of us as moms thought it was too much. They were pushing them too quickly. But I got to admit, when my son was in kindergarten, half these kids were already reading at first, second grade level. I didn't even learn how to read till I was kindergarten. So the other issue we had is there weren't really a lot of kids in the neighborhood for our kids to play with. You know, if I was home, I usually still worked because most of the other kids were in daycare. So if you did have kids that were staying home with mom and mom stayed home with them, not a lot of other kids out there because most of the kids in the neighborhood were already at daycare. So we already have this daycare preschool generation. And maybe they're so used to moms and dads dropping them off at school that that's what they think it is. We're just dropping them off at school. So they get to play, they get to, you know, and if a teacher gives them something to do, it's a deficit, you know, and they're looking at the glasses half empty, where what they need to realize is they're always going to be getting a cup of something. Okay, you got to deal with that cup each day. And, you know, so for those of you kind of seeing kids like, you know, here with Naomi, where, you know, they have horrible grades and effort in school, you know, maybe they just don't realize that this is their life. This is something they have to do. Okay, I can't stand it when one of my kids gets an assignment and acts like, you know, that something should be done with this teacher because she's doing this to him. That's the norm. A lot of us, we just don't look at what the norm is supposed to be. Maybe our reality is so altered because of TV. I mean, my kids just saw Iron Man. Well, what is Iron Man's job? Well, Tony Stark's job is designing, although he called it a hobby, you know, designing the Iron Man suits and flying around the Iron Man suits. Of course, a kid would much rather do that. A kid would much rather do that than actually sit there and write a report on the trench warfare of World War I, although I think that's a cool subject. Or, you know, have to write a haiku or work through Macbeth, okay, and figure out what one fell swoop means. Yeah, kids would much rather do that. So maybe their sense of reality is off. I mean, why don't they ever make movies about kids who have to sit in school and sit in class, do their homework, pay attention, and then go home and do their homework? Because that's not an interesting movie. That's not what the kids get to see. My kids want to see this Fast and Furious 6 because I guess a bunch of cars take down a plane in the movie. All right, yeah, it would be cool to just drive cars all the time. You know, it would be cool to, you know, blow things up and see things blow up and run around and, you know, I don't know, be whisked to, you know, get the girl for, in terms of the guys getting the girl and, you know, being a hero and looking all cool and getting to work with The Rock. No, but that's not reality. And I think the reason why the kids don't get reality is because parents don't talk to them. Grandparents don't talk to them. You know, there was an article that came out about 6-7 months ago where kids aren't talking to their grandparents as much anymore for a few reasons. One is they're always on the internet and video games, etc. But number two is they don't ask grandparents for information like they used to. Why? Because they could get it from the internet. You know, I mean, my grandmother taught me how to sew and taught me how to cook. My, you know, grandfather, you know, he had some conversations with me, but, you know, being the little girl, they had more conversations with the boys. That's just how grandfathers are. It's okay. You know, nowadays, oh my gosh, I would give anything to sit there and just have 1 hour talk on their life experiences and what they learned. I would love their wisdom. But, you know, youth, you know, when you're young, youth is wasted on the young. You don't seem to care. But, you know, I see some families where they have grandma night or grandpa night. I think that's crucial. Nobody's talking to these kids. Nobody realizes what things were in the past, what things could be in the future. And they don't realize that they need to buckle down. School is hard. Work is hard. Life is hard. All right? It's always a struggle. And, you know, you have to let these kids know that's what it's about. You know, when I was talking about the wussification of America, I meant it. I think kids these days have had it so easy, and they're so protected, they're so cultured, they haven't had to fight for their lunch money or try to protect their lunch from getting stolen. They haven't had to, you know, walk in the snow to get to school. They have, I mean, there's a variety of things that toughened us up as kids that these kids don't have. Now, I'm not saying I want fights at school, etc., but, I mean, I had to learn very quickly how to avoid a fight. All right, because you can get beat up in school. I had to learn very quickly how to do that. And we're just not learning that kind of stuff anymore. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about phobias. What kind of phobias are out there? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, there's going to be some changes with XM Channel 166 moving to Channel 244, I think by May 9th. So definitely check that out if there's any issues with your current XM Channel 166. All right, so we were talking about panic attacks and panic disorder in the first segment of the show. We're going to move on now to phobias. What are people afraid of out there? Now, many of you know that, you know, there's claustrophobia, fear of being inside a, you know, closed space. Okay, there's Dr. Dahlia phobia, people afraid I'm going to rip on Obamacare on air. So there's lots of different fears out there. And the reason why we bring up the phobias is because sometimes phobias could actually put a person into a panic attack. Sometimes they don't. There's a lot of gray areas and blending of subjects when we talk about panic attacks versus anxiety versus phobias. The major difference is you could be anxious about something. You could have some anxiety about a test coming up, being nervous about something. Or you could have anxiety that throws you into a full-blown attack. We have chest pain, trouble breathing, sweatiness, difficulty sleeping, abdominal pain, a whole variety of symptoms that could actually mimic heart disease and, you know, other things. Unfortunately, with panic attacks, you know, usually the ER does, you know, full court press until they realize it's not a heart attack and they go, oh, okay, it's anxiety. Another thing leading to high healthcare costs. And then you have phobias. Phobias are things that people will just completely stay away from no matter what. Okay, so arachnophobia. Arachnophobia is where people are afraid of spiders. A spider was in the news. I guess Governor Chris Christie, I guess, was speaking to a bunch of school students that came to his office. There was a spider on his desk, so he killed it. And I guess the students were all happy. Everybody clapped. And then I guess PETA has an issue. And he said the governor's actions were thoughtless. I know. I understand why PETA's there, but I mean, if the guy wants to kill a spider because it's going to scare the kids and it's going to bite the kids, the spider's already lost. The spider's already on the desk. I understand spiders do a great service to our nature. The Amazon rainforest needs spiders. It's all about the circle of life. Spiders eat insects. Birds eat spiders. There's, you know, it's this whole circle of life. I get that. All right, but if there's a spider already on a desk in the middle of Jersey, okay, and it's on Governor Chris Christie's desk, I'm sure some donut or coffee mug is going to be, you know, smacking it around anyway. Okay, he might as well protect the kids and, you know, this way the kids don't freak out that there's a spider and he could continue with his lecture. The spider was dead before it even made it to Jersey to begin with. Got it? All right. So, what other phobias are out there besides, the typical phobias? Well, arithmophobia, right? Arithmetic, fear of numbers. I'm looking at this about.com and lists them in alphabetical orders. Let's come up with a B. Barophobia. Barrow, gravity. Fear of gravity. Bibliophobia. Fear of books. Biblio, in Spanish, biblioteca is a library. So my guess is in Latin, biblio is books. So bibliophobia, fear of books. Cyberphobia. Fear of computers. Catagalophobia, fear of being ridiculed. What about fear of colors? Chromophobia. Fear of dentists? Dentophobia. Fear of the sun? Heliophobia. Fear of water? Hydrophobia. So pretty easy, right? What if you're afraid of the color white? That's called leucophobia. Now, I mean, these things exist because there's people out there that do have these fears. What if you're afraid of a hospital? Nosocomophobia. Now, you know, just because you have nosocomophobia, it doesn't mean you're necessarily going to go into a panic attack. But it's so important to identify phobias for those of us doctors treating you for panic attacks or panic disorder. Because if you do have a phobia, I mean, what if you have a phobia of cars? I don't know if I see that one here, cars or transportation. No, I don't. I mean, technophobia, you could have a fear of technology. Tonotrophobia, what's tonotrophobia? Fear of thunder. Which movie released last year showed a severe phobia of thunder? The movie Ted. Remember Ted had to crawl into bed with Mark Wahlberg, right, and his girlfriend, and then they had to sing the thunder song about the farts, right? Yeah, they were tonotrophobia. Tonotrophobia. I don't know. What if you have a fear of beautiful women? That's called Venustrophobia. See, Venus. Fear of germs, vermophobia. If you have a fear of witches or witchcraft, Wiccaphobia. If you have a fear of WikiLeaks, WikiLeak phobia. No. if you are afraid of strangers or foreigners, you just don't like them. Xenophobia. You sometimes hear in the news they're talking about us being xenophobics, right? Where if somebody's foreign, we think they're going to be a terrorist, so they call us xenophobics. That's what they're referring to. If you have a fear of animals, zoophobia. I'm not afraid of animals. I'm afraid of my cats and dogs doing pee-pee or poo-poo house. So that's called pee-pee or poo-poo house phobia. So what I urge y'all to do is if you do suffer from panic attacks, anxiety, please listen to my first hour. We discuss some natural ways to deal with the anxiety and the panic attack when you get it, things you should do. Of course, if you're driving, you definitely want to pull off the road. Sometimes, you know, taking a deep breath, splashing some water on your face, doing some relaxation techniques. Right. And, yeah, we talked about some of the medications. I didn't spend too much time talking about the medications because I know everybody gets mad at me. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're all about the pharmaceuticals. You never talk about the natural. I talk about the natural more than the pharmaceuticals, if you noticed. Thank you. Okay. All right, y'all pharmaceutical phobias out there. Don't be all pharmaceutical phobia. All right, there's a lot of benefits out there. See, many of you, you say, you know, to me in the clinic as my patient, Dr. Dahlia, don't give me any medicine for panic attacks. Okay, you doctors are just always pushing medications. Just refill my Xanax. I'm like, refill your Xanax, but that's a medication. You just said no medications. Oh, no, but Xanax handles my anxiety. I'm talking about, you know, the real medications. What makes you think Xanax or Valium are not quote-unquote real medications? You see, it's a pharmaceutical when it's a medication you don't take. If it's something you take and can't live without, you guys consider it what, a vitamin? You know, I'm tired of you guys popping Xanax and Valium when you aren't preventing the anxiety attack. Yes, it's great to sedate you. I think it's wonderful to have some sort of benzodiazepine or sedative on standby if you are going through an attack, absolutely. But I would rather do one better, and I would rather prevent the attack. I would rather stop the attack from coming so you don't have to pop the Xanax and the Valium and then possibly get into a DUI. Does that make sense? Okay, and there's lots of things we could do. There's cognitive therapy, behavioral therapy, psychotherapy. There's massage. There's acupuncture. There's hypnotherapy. Speaking of hypnotherapy, I guess a girl claims that her breast size went up 3 cup sizes because she went through hypnotherapy and helped increase her breast size. So I guess hypnotherapy is the way to go. From a pharmaceutical standpoint, we do like the SSRIs, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, not because I could get through it without lisping, but because these medications, if your serotonin is low, you may be more prone to panic attacks. We help get your serotonin to a more neutral level in your body. You end up not having the panic attacks as much. You know, keep in mind, some of you guys, you got to see the in-laws on the weekend. You have to. Some of you have to go to a meeting. Some of you have to present a case. Some of you have to argue for Jody Arias in her defense trial. You know, there are things you have to do. And getting anxious about it, many of you just skip out on work. All right? Well, we're in a recession depression here now. Okay? You can't do that. You need to deal with this. And if you have panic disorder, all right, Iron Man, the reason why we discuss this is Iron Man and Iron Man 3 has a panic disorder. I'm not telling you anything more about the movie, but he's got a panic disorder. Okay, they thought they would relate to the general public with that one. I think they're right on the money. Okay, I think almost a third of us have some sort of anxiety at one point or another. Okay, just which is it? Is it Dr. Dahlia phobia? Or not being able to listen to Dr. Dahlia on the radio of phobia? That I can understand. Don't go away. We'll be right back for another hour of phobia. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter of phobia and Facebook of phobia. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.